This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Indeed it is. Time for a visit with our old buddy Tim May, a Letterman Row, and right here on the Fan of the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Tim, do you agree with me that Mike Leach has chosen the three schools that are most like each other at every conference stop? That Texas Tech is the Mississippi State of the Big 12 and Washington State is the Mississippi State of the Pac-12?
Yes, that's a great analogy.
They're all
exactly.
The same.
Exactly. And not only that, but they kind of let you do your thing, whatever you want to do to get us relevant. I mean, that's kind of their all three of those teams' motto. So, yes, I think that's an excellent point.
Are you envious at all that he's not in the Big Ten?
No, you know, Joe Tiller was sort of Mike Leach to a certain extent, you know, in the Big Ten way back when. And I'm telling you what, man, offensively in the Big Ten, you've still got Wisconsin sitting there, but I mean, and Iowa, but there are some interesting offenses the way teams get after each other in the Big Ten anymore. I mean, I don't think they need that pollination. I think they've already got it, but he would be interesting to cover once a year. I don't know if I'd want to cover him every week.
No, I love it. Hey, Tim, what jobs, though, like what cities, what campuses, I think is the right, better term, what campuses would be the equivalent in the Big Ten? Like what jobs do you think in our conference does that fit like Texas Tech and fit Wazoo and fit Mississippi State? What would be the Big Ten equivalent that he would take?
Illinois would be a similar kind
of life. That's what Bob said.
Do I really want to live here? I mean, Lubbock, I know Buddy Holly, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, as you notice, he got the hell out of Lubbock. So did Mike Leach. You know, Iowa's really in kind of like, you know, out there in the hinterlands. You know, they've benefited from their proximity to Interstate 80, but that's about it. But then Nebraska is probably as close as you can get to Lubbock or – I mean, you got to remember, man, out there in Pullman. Pullman is kind of out in the. I really give it up to anybody, and yet they've had some of the great quarterbacks and offenses, you know, in college football history. You know, when you think about it, I mean, because they had to be attractive, put in those passing offenses for all those guys to show up out there. And but you know, I mean, guy with Palouse. I mean, oh my goodness, I can't imagine it.
I think it's the toughest Power Five job that isn't academically hindered in the country.
Washington
State.
That's an excellent way of putting it. There are always parameters.
That's why they pay me the medium bucks. We just finished a decade here, and we're heading into another one. And one thing that we did yesterday on the show, Tim, was if you went back to 2009, and you would not have seen Clemson coming. You really wouldn't have. They were a school that couldn't get over the hump. They recruited at a pretty good level, but not at the elite level they are now. And then they kind of own the last – well, not kind of. They do own the last half of the decade. And I think for some kind of become what we thought we would be after we won in 14, that we would be a team that played for the championship every year. Clemson actually did. They're playing for another one. If you look ahead and try to project out another 10 years, obviously Clemson's in very good shape. We're in very good state. Think of it in terms of buying a stock. Is there a program where you like the coach, you like the program, and you like their potential to do kind of what Clemson did, which is to come relatively out of nowhere to be the class program in the country?
Man, that's a good question because to re-become maybe.
Sure.
Because, you know,
fair.
Let's face it, if USC got the right guy in charge, they would be that team again. Because they're sitting right there on simmer right now.
Right.
You know, Texas is that team. I thought Tom Herman was going to be the guy. I'm not sure about that anymore. But this was that, you know, major moment for them to shake up their staff. And when you realize, you know what I mean? You know what was going on there. You and I both know that Florida State with the right guy and whether this dude's the right – remains to be seen, but man, you know, how many times, Bo, did we talk about this stuff about you want to believe that the program will endure no matter who's in charge, and
right.
From Alabama to Florida State to Texas to on down, man, to USC, it is obvious who's in charge makes a hell of a difference, and
yep.
So I like Florida State from the standpoint of maybe re-rising, you know what I mean? Without a doubt, I mean, Dabo Swinney took Clemson from the Tommy Bowden era and just elevated it. And who saw that coming, except clearly he was paying attention. Excuse me, I'm over at Mike Shank Racing, and his dog almost bit me. We're going to be starting a podcast next week. It's going to be sweet.
That's unreal. What kind of dog? Yeah, what kind of dog was it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what. It's one of those dogs you can put in your pocket, and he doesn't say a word. You know what I mean?
No.
might jump out and scare the person next to you.
Do you know what you told me? Do you remember the advice you told me when I was contemplating getting a dog for the boys? Do you remember the advice?
No, I don't, but go ahead. I'm sure it was sage.
It was. You said, son, get yourself a black lab and just forget about it. That's what you said.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Unbelievable. Tim.
Anyway, back to what you were saying. I mean, you know, it's like there's Dabo Swinney. I mean, are you kidding me? Just ask him. He'll give himself credit, you know, for what he's done, you know, which is
getting
boring. Yeah, but what he's done is just ridiculous because they were – you know, Clemsoning was a proper term for what they were all about, you know, and now Clemsoning is about basically winning a national championship or falling just short. And that's amazing what he's done. I'm just interested to see what's going to happen because Nick Saban, he's older than I am. So we're interested to see what happens when he finally hangs it up, you know, because Alabama has got to make a play at their homegrown boy, Dabo Swinney, you know, and as Bear Bryant said when they went after him, you know, mama's calling. So we'll see what happens when mama calls.
Tim, I'm wondering if I had to. Now, I want to first off say that I don't think there is anybody, but I also didn't see Clemson coming. But who in the Big Ten would be closest to being what Clemson is? If you had to pick, I'm sure your thought process is we are way up far ahead of everybody else, which we are. I mean, you can just hear
from the thing. Here's the thing everybody found out this year. And I know you pay attention because you did some of the games. PJ Fleck is not a joke. I mean, he is not a joke. I mean,
right.
Though it is as all of his BS aside, and BS may not be the right term, because I think he believes all most of that stuff, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But he is not a joke, and they're in a large city like Ohio State. It's kind of like, you know, Columbus, and then take a 30 degrees temperature away from it, you know. But I mean, that's a metropolitan school that if he really gets any kind of pipeline going from a recruiting standpoint, and he's recruited pretty well considering where they are, there's a team to watch out for without a doubt, you know. And in 2 years he's gone past Nebraska. Not that Nebraska was anywhere, you know. Nebraska was more like one of those warning tubs you go by on the highway to tell you construction ahead. But they're always constructing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, what they did this year is remarkable. And he's got players already. I mean, you can see the young guys. So there would be a guy I would keep an eye on for sure.
Tim, you know. One thing that I've come to the realization to, and it's I'm not a fan of it because one thing I like more than anything else is big game on campus. So for me, it's really important that when we go play Penn State, it's number two against number five. I like when we play Michigan and it's number one against number three. I'm interested in that. I'm not interested in Michigan and Penn State not being ranked, but the fact that Franklin and more specifically Harbaugh couldn't take more advantage of the transition in coaching that we had and really couldn't make any inroads in recruiting. You look at recruiting, you look at who's committed, you think of that Fleming kid coming in, you think about the quarterback in Pennsylvania who's committed. I have a real fear. Now, Ohio State would be fine with this, most fans would be, but I want to see great games. I have a real fear that we're becoming the Clemson of the Big Ten. And maybe we've been it for the last couple of years, and I don't know if Penn State or Michigan or, frankly, anyone else can even get close.
Yeah, well, this is an era. I keep reminding people on my podcast every week on Letterman Row that, you know, make sure you enjoy this era because this is a golden era of Ohio State football. Yeah, they got beat in the college football playoff semifinals, but oh my goodness, man. You know, going back to 01, from 01 on, but definitely since Urban Meyer showed up, it's been at a different level. And Ryan Day has the ability to take it even higher, in my opinion, and everybody else is playing catch up in the Big Ten. There's no doubt about it. And I'll be honest with you, I thought USC was going to move away from Clay Helton and was going to go after James Franklin this year. That didn't happen. Penn State has locked up James Franklin, you know, on an extended contract. Well, locked up. I mean, I'm not sure what that means, because I think Pat Chun thought he'd locked up Mike Leach, but you know, now he's in Starkville. But I digress. But yeah, this is a great era in Ohio State football history. And but there, you know, Penn State's making inroads. Penn State's recruiting its rear end off. You know, Michigan isn't as good as I thought it would be under Jim Harbaugh, but it's still, you know, a factor out there. But you're right. I mean, when you look at it, this has set up the stockpile of talent for Ohio State to continue. That's what we're talking about. That's when you talk about Clemson, Dabo Sweeney. But what Dabo Sweeney and his staff has done, they've recruited on a national level like never before. That's why they're as good as they are. They've out-recruited Alabama and Ohio State and others. That's why they're good. You know, it has nothing to do with hocus pocus. It has to do with bringing in the players and bringing in the James Laurinaitises of the world.
Quarterback. Hold on. James Laurinaitis. I mean, three stars? Come on.
Three stars from Minnesota. We're not recruiting those anymore.
Those don't exist.
We want five-star quarterbacks.
Three stars from Minnesota, three-star from Piscataway and Malcolm Jenkins.
No. Uh-uh.
You know, they don't want, what? But,
can't make the team.
The great coaches know who the five stars really are.
That's true.
Although I did always say a three-star tight end in the – I don't know if it's 2021. Three-star tight end. There we go. I'm already a big fan. I'm going to go customize a jersey at the Buckeye corner.
During recruiting, I don't remember hearing a whole lot about T. Higgins, you know what I mean? But T. Higgins is a hell of a player, you know. So,
just like the Simmons kid. Isaiah Simmons is a three-star kid that they got.
Yeah. You know why?
But
he didn't fit any of the prototypes. He didn't fit any of the molds. I mean, he was a safety that needed to be playing linebacker that really could probably line up at three technique if you wanted him to.
Tim, it's also just, and I got to get it, we got to run, but it's also just as simple as landing quarterbacks. And if you're able to go from Taj Boyd to Deshaun Watson to even Bryant, Kelly Bryant he wasn't a superstar, but he was fine, to Trevor Lawrence, to now they got the number one kid coming in next year. So that's, they always have the guy ready. And it appears we do too, because we're pretty good at
Ohio State.
As well.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Buddy. This
is
the golden era of quarterbacks at Ohio State. I mean, wow, one right after the other is pretty crazy.
It really is. Always good talking to you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You got it.